Hi friends, welcome to Nutri Mantra. This episode is a further into our weight loss series in which we will talk about various measures of obesity like BMI, BCA, WHR and ideal body weight. Obesity. As famous this word is, so it has lots of definitions, identifications, and classification. A number of measures have been suggested for computing the risk or to find out whether a person falls in the obese category. Doctors, scientists, and people who are working in the healthcare field have suggested diverse formula and theories to ascertain obesity in classes. Now these formulas, theories, they measure different aspects and they have their own benefits, they have their own shortcomings. So we will start with BMI. BMI or body mass index is one such formula which has found wide acceptance. It is basically calculated as weight of a person in kg, which is divided by the height of the person squared, and the height of the person should be in meters. So for example, if the person weighs 60 kgs and the height of the person in meters is 1.6, so we will calculate BMI by dividing 60 with 1.6 square. BMI assesses the relative body weight to height. It is useful measure of body composition because in most people it does correlate with high fat if BMI is high. Okay. But it is not considered valid for infants, for children, for teenagers, pregnant and nursing women, for athletes, very muscular people. In such cases, we have to resort to body composition analysis or BCA. Now let's take an example of two men who have same height, same weight and same BMI. But when we look at them, one person is absolutely lean, muscular, and the other person is all flabby with good amount of fat on the tummy area. Now both of them come in the overweight category, but the one who is muscular is ideally not unhealthy compared to a person who is all high in fat and flabby. Here BMI does not hold good, but when we calculate the composition of the body, that is when we calculate how much lean mass is there and how much fat mass is there, we get to know that yes, even if these people have same weight, same height, same BMI, the one who has a high fat percentage comes in the obese category or unhealthy category. This person also suffers with abdominal obesity, that is, this person is carrying good amount of fat on the abdominal area, which can be judged by taking the waist circumference measures. We measure around the waist area and then we get to know that whether this person suffers with abdominal obesity or not. Waist circumference values should be less than 90 cm for males and less than 80 cm for females. Most important complication of obesity are linked to upper body fat rather than overall adiposity, which means that if there is fat around the waist, it is more dangerous compared to a person having overall fat distribution. Okay. Now waist circumference can be used alone or it can also be used in relationship with the hip circumference, which is our next index, waist hip ratio. So waist hip ratio should be less than 0.8 for females and less than 0.9 for males. So how do we calculate it? We divide the waist circumference with the hip circumference. And as I told you, it should be less than 0.8 for females and 0.9 for males. Now coming over to the stingiest classification of weight, which might lead numerous people to end up in the overweight or obese category, it is the ideal body weight. So ideal body weight, it's considered that if your weight is more than 10% of the ideal body weight, you come in the overweight category, and more than 20%, you are in the obese category. Okay, so these were few of the formulas, few of the classifications which are usually used to ascertain whether the person has more weight or is normal weight or is underweight. Now, obesity is a condition which takes away health, wealth, confidence, but it is very, very easy to diagnose. And with all these formulas, classification, it surely can be caught quite early. It all depends on us, whether we want to nip the bud in the early stages or we all wait till the weight blows out of proportion. BMI ranges for adults is as follows. If your BMI falls below 18.5, then you are in the underweight category. Between 18.5 to 24.9 is considered as normal or healthy weight. Above 25, that is 25 to 29.9, is considered as overweight, and anywhere above 30 is considered as obese. So what does your BMI indicate? Are you in the obesity bracket, normal weight, or are you underweight? Do tune in for more episodes. Hope you like this episode. Take care. Bye-bye.